This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Earlier this hour, we talked about the difficulty of fixing an immigration system that just about everybody says is broken. Here's another look at that issue through a very different lens, the new film Blue Bayou that opened last week in theaters. Though fiction, it's based on the reality faced by thousands of adoptees, possible deportation because of a lack of U.S. citizenship. NPR's Alyssa Jung Perry has more.
Blue Bayou opens in New Orleans, where Antonio LeBlanc, a tattoo artist, sits in a restaurant with a small child next to him as he interviews for a job.
Antonio LeBlanc? How you get a last name like that?
I was adopted.
Hey, where you from?
I'm from about an hour north of Baton Rouge, you know, a small town called St. Francisville.
Where you from, like, born?
I see what you mean. I was born in Korea.
Korean-American Justin Chan wrote and directed the film and stars as the Korean adoptee Antonio, a new father who faces deportation back to Korea after a few run-ins with the law. Here's director Chan.
I'm not an adoptee, and I could never even begin to understand what that experience is like. My purpose as a filmmaker is, first and foremost, is to bring empathy to our community, that being Asian Americans.
As he wrote the film, Chan consulted with several adoptees. As an actor, he wanted to convey their complicated feelings, including the specific perspectives of Asian Americans caught in the immigration system. Telling one story about immigration and adoption is ambitious and rarely told in mainstream media. I know because I'm a Korean adoptee myself, and I've been reporting on the deportation of adoptees from the U.S. for the past 6 years. That's when I met Adam Krapser. Like Antonio, he's a Korean adoptee who is facing deportation back to Korea. Chan says he used some of Krapser's story as research for Blue Bayou.
He's definitely the poster child. I'm absolutely familiar with him.
I met with Krapser at his home in the Pacific Northwest in 2015.
What do you want, baby? What can I get for you?
Krapser's holding his baby while we talk right after he was arrested by ICE. He's telling me about the day agents showed up to his door.
And they came in, and then when they said that they were Homeland Security, I already knew.
Up to an estimated 64,000 U.S. adoptees born abroad could be without citizenship, according to the Adoptee Rights Campaign. Gregory Luce is an immigration lawyer and also an adoptee. He helps adoptees without citizenship obtain legal status. He says this problem started because of neglect from the U.S. government. It only cared about getting the children into the arms of American parents, not what happens to them as an adult.
And the idea of citizenship was left up to the parents.
Before 2001, children adopted from abroad weren't granted automatic citizenship when they came to the U.S. But in 2001, the government tried to fix the problem and gave automatic citizenship to kids coming to America that year. But that left many kids who were adopted before 2001, like Antonio and Krapser, left out.
So we have a hodgepodge now today where some have automatic citizenship, many don't, and many people don't know what their status is.
But there's a bill sitting in Congress now that could fix all of this. It's called the Adoption Citizenship Act. If passed, it would allow adoptees, regardless of age, to receive automatic citizenship and to create a path of return for adoptees already deported. Becky Belcour is a Korean adoptee and the executive director of NACASEC, a nonprofit focused on Korean and Asian American communities. NACASEC has advocated for adoptee citizenship since learning about Krapser's deportation case in 2015. Belcour says the film Blue Bayou's immigration theme is so timely because adoptees now are living without legal status and facing deportation.
I just wish the film at the end could have then directed people or let people know there is a piece of legislation called the Adoptee Citizenship Act. They can contact their members of Congress to ask them to be supportive of it, to be a bill co-signer, to help pass the bill.
I didn't want to make a film that felt like a propaganda piece. I didn't want the main character to be perfect. I wanted him to be flawed and human.
So throughout Blue Bayou, we are left to wonder if the federal government will judge Antonio on his past choices, separate him from his family, and send him back to Korea. Back in 2015, just like Antonio, the fate of Adam Krapser's life was in the hands of the government.
I'm traumatizing myself again because the federal government is making me, so they're forcing me to.
Crapser was ultimately deported in 2016 to Korea, separated from his family. Chan says he wants the intention of the film to ask,
who gets to decide who's an American, and do people also deserve second chances?
For now, Crapser told me he has another 5 years living abroad before he can apply to re-enter the U.S. Alyssa Jung Perry, NPR News.